Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Now, I'm not talking about some dusty old philosophy that belongs in a museum. We're diving into real-life strategies, practical tools, stuff you can actually use to navigate the crazy roller coaster of modern life. And today, we're tackling something super important. Mental health. Ever feel like your thoughts are running wild, like there's a constant internal storm brewing? You know that feeling when stress just piles on, and you're struggling to keep your head above water. Well, guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us weather those storms. First up, acceptance. This isn't about being passive or giving up, folks. It's about recognizing that we can't control everything, external events, other people's actions, even our own emotions sometimes. What we can control is our response to these things. When you accept what is, without judgment or resistance, it frees up mental energy to focus on what truly matters. Think of it like this. Trying to fight the tide? Exhausting. But going with the flow, adapting, and navigating, that's way more sustainable. Next, focus on what's in your control. This is a game changer. Instead of dwelling on things you can't influence, shift your attention to the areas where you have agency, your thoughts, your actions, your choices. Want to feel less stressed? Start by making conscious decisions that reduce stress. Getting enough sleep, taking breaks, engaging in activities that bring you joy. You've got more power than you think. Speaking of control, discipline is key. Now, I'm not talking about being a rigid robot. It's about cultivating healthy habits and routines that support your mental well-being. Think of it like training for marathon consistency over time leads to incredible results. Maybe it's setting aside time for mindfulness, journaling, or engaging in physical activity. Whatever works for you, make it a non-negotiable part of your day. Practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, shifting your focus to the good stuff can work wonders for your mental health. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine smile from a stranger. It rewires your brain to know this and then appreciate the positive aspects of life. Finally, remember that you're not alone. We all struggle sometimes. Reaching out for support when you need it is a sign of strength, not weakness. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your mind races with anxious thoughts: I'm going to be so embarrassed. What if I miss this opportunity? That classic spiral of negativity starts taking over. But here is the stoic twist. Instead of letting those thoughts dictate your mood, take a deep breath and acknowledge them. Okay, I'm feeling anxious right now because I'm running late. Accept it, don't fight it. Then, shift your focus to what you can control. Listen to some calming music, use this time for a quick meditation, or even review the agenda for the meeting ahead. By taking back control of your thoughts and actions, you can turn that stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. So there you have it, 5 powerful stoic principles to boost your mental health. Remember, acceptance, focus on what's in your control, practice discipline, cultivate gratitude, and never hesitate to seek support. These aren't just words, they're actionable tools that can transform your well-being. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little stoic wisdom in their lives. Let's spread the good vibes. Until next time, keep striving for inner strength and peace. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic insights to navigate the world with clarity and purpose.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.